Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hi, everyone. I am back for another episode. And this week I want to talk about the ultimate guide to getting clients who pay more. So this is going to be like a miniature audio guide, I suppose, of what works and what doesn't work when you want to attract clients who pay more. And I wanted to talk about this because I know as a service provider who is probably new and just getting started, it's literally nothing to get people to pay you $30 or $50 or maybe even $100 for a service that you perform, because I was able to easily and quickly do that back when I still had my 9-to-5 job and I was just kind of dabbling in different things. But what I realized is that that type of money, of course, will not put you on the track to create a full-time business that actually has the potential to leave your 9-to-5. I remember with the little bit of money from that stuff back then, it would just be a little bit of extra to go get some gas or some groceries with when I was still in my job. And it wasn't really that substantial. And it made it feel like it was going to take me forever to build a full-time business. Like it just seemed like it was really far-fetched. And it seemed really, really daunting back then. And to become a full-time service provider, though, faster, what I realized after just learning more about online marketing and being more immersed in entrepreneurship, because I've shared this a few times. I worked at a company called Infusionsoft for about a year before I took my business full time. And Infusionsoft is one of the top providers of marketing automation software for entrepreneurs. So I was in that job talking to entrepreneurs every single day about marketing and how they were getting clients and pricing and just all kinds of stuff. So it just made entrepreneurship seem a lot less scary to me, just being in the environment when it was kind of normal, even though I technically, yes, I was an employee, but as an employee, my job was to talk to business owners every day. So I was like, huh, it's not that scary. Like you just need to charge the correct prices and do marketing and you'll be fine. So what I realized is that you can only need to book like 2 or 3 clients at the premium rate per month to be able to take your business full time for your services. And I ended up from that job after only selling $20 stuff here, $30 stuff there. And then the highest thing I had sold was a $500 web design package, which was definitely underpriced, but I was excited about it back then. But I went from doing that to the point where when I quit my job, I came out of the gate with a $1,500 package and then quickly took it up to $2,000 and then took it up to $5,000. So this was when I was doing my website and brand design services, which I do not offer anymore. That was what I was doing to create a full-time business. So I'm teaching about attracting clients as a service provider from what I did. Making that shift, it taught me a lot of things. So what it made me realize is that you pretty much are targeting a different type of client when you raise your rates. And it's not necessarily about raising your prices and like practically begging the cheap people to pay you more. Because what most people don't realize is that cheap people are going to stay cheap. It doesn't matter. It can be the best thing out there. It can be the best pie or the best package or service package, the best television. Like they're going to be cheap no matter what. So that's kind of like a buyer type. And then even still, sometimes people are cheap with certain things. Like sometimes people may just not value like a TV versus like a purse. Like maybe it could be somebody who would pay thousands of dollars for a purse and it would maybe be cheap with a television, or somebody who would pay $1,000 for a television, they would be cheap with a purse. So you're targeting a type of client who has a high value, who looks at what you do with a high value in their eyes. But to, in order to reach those clients, you have to kind of know that you're pivoting and you're just trying to reach a different part of the market. And you have to learn the right marketing and positioning strategies to make sure you can attract those higher end types of clients to you. And you pretty much repel the cheap clients because the different types of buyers, they care about different things. So like a higher, just to, because I don't know what to call them, I'll just say the high paying clients versus the cheap clients. So the high paying clients, they typically care about things like things that are high quality when they're looking to hire a service provider. They care about having a good client experience. Sometimes they even care about status. Like they may love telling people they know, like, yes, my such and such designer, my accountant, like they, they like talking about it and they like that status of it all. And then they, of course, absolutely care about a transformation. So these are the kinds of things that those people have in their mind when they're out on the market looking for that right service provider who they want to hire for whatever their need is. And then those cheap clients, they do not care about that same stuff. Like all those cheap clients care about is just the lowest price possible. Maybe they care about getting like a one-off task knocked off of their to-do list that they just don't have time to do themselves, or they just don't feel like doing themselves. So that's pretty much all they care about. So there's a certain way that you do marketing and positioning to make sure you are sending the right signals about your quality, about your client experience, about your transformation that you're going to help them get, showing those higher paying clients that you're the right choice for them. Because of what I've noticed is that a lot of times when people are new, they don't understand these things and they feel like they think everybody on the market is just cheap automatically. Instead of realizing that it's just the way they're doing their marketing that's causing them to attract the cheap people in the first place and to not attract the people who can pay more and who want to pay more. So the first thing you have to make sure you do to appeal to the higher paying clients is you have to stop thinking of yourself as a service provider. So I know that's like counterintuitive to everything. But the reason why is because when you just think of yourself as a box checker or like a, almost like a secretary, I don't know, just somebody who just does a random task that your client just doesn't feel like doing, that's when you attract those cheaper people who just want to get this task done, this like pesky task that they just don't feel like dealing with. That's when you attract those people and they just want to get it done as cheap as possible. But when you need to shift how you think about yourself and elevate yourself to the solution provider level. And what that means is that somebody who thinks of themselves as a solution provider, they are using their services that in a way that's going to solve a problem for the clients who hire them. And the thing about this is that you have to actually know who are the kinds of clients that you really want to work with and want to attract. And I know sometimes when you're new, maybe when you haven't worked with that many clients yet, it's a little bit hard to tell who you really want to work with. But maybe after you've worked with a few people and you know which segment of the market is most appealing to you, or maybe you can just do some market research and kind of research different segments of the market to figure out which market you want to target. And you have to make sure you are really, really specific about the types of problems that you're going to be tailoring your solution for. And the reason why this typically doesn't work for a lot of people is that they're still too vague about the kind of problems that they solve for people. Because they may be saying vague, fluffy things that really don't matter. Like, I help people reach their goals, or I help people realize a vision. Like, that could mean anything. That's not tangible. That stuff is not, I don't know, it's not addressing something really specific that somebody might be dealing with. And they're really, for this to really be effective, there's ways that you have to be super specific in who you target and the kind of issues that the person may be dealing with that your services can solve. And so I'll give a few examples because I know in theory this sounds kind of like lofty as well. But one example is like a one-on-one career coach and who they could be targeting, because you see a lot of people who say, I help you reach new levels in your career, or that kind of generic stuff. And that doesn't necessarily appeal to that higher end buyer, because they want more. Like, they're like, I need to reach a certain milestone in my career. But depending on their career level, that's going to depend on what is the milestone that they want. So like if you're looking at senior level employees, maybe those people want to get to like the executive level. Maybe they want to figure out how they can actually get recognized at work as a leader in what they do. And those are the types of concerns that are on their minds versus like an entry level employee. Maybe they just want to get their first dream job. Maybe they just want to start to figure out how can they even start making connections with the leaders at work. So these people have two different things on their minds. So if you're just coming out here saying, I'm just going to be a general career coach to coach everybody on their dream career, like that is not what's going to appeal to a premium person. And that's why you're going to be stuck with people who are cheap. Or even if you come out of the gate saying, I'm a just general resume writer, anybody that wants a resume, come to me and I'm going to write your resume. And that's how you end up getting people who want to get a resume written for as cheap as possible. And I honestly don't think resume writing is a good business model anyway. That's kind of outside of this. But if you're going to, that should be something to me that's packaged up with like a career coach package so you can sell it at a higher value. Because you're going to be writing a lot of resumes if you want to do something like that full time. Because, yeah, you need to package that up with something. But anyway. And then another example would be like if you were maybe a designer like I used to be. So if you're trying to figure out what type of market do you want to do design for? Because you don't have to design for everybody and you really shouldn't, especially when there's things out here like Fiverr and those marketplaces and DIY resources where people can DIY. So you really have to like have a nice edge on yourself as a designer to make sure people see why you cost more and they actually want to pay you more. So like an example would be if you want to design for e-commerce businesses, could they have problems like maybe managing their inventory, getting hundreds of sales a month, making sure people are buying multiple things on their website, making sure things are set up so they can get referrals and repeat business and they can give out their sales promo codes and all that kind of stuff on their websites. Maybe they want to work with influencers. There's just all kinds of different things that an e-commerce business would need. And then, like I said, all those different referral codes and sales codes and stuff like that, that's different stuff that they would need somebody to help them with getting set up. So you can easily elevate your positioning as a designer by learning all that stuff and targeting going after e-commerce businesses in that area. Or you could target service businesses as a designer. So those people on the service side or even on the coaching side, they typically maybe have different clients that they manage. So they want a nice client onboarding process. They maybe just need two or three sales a month. They just need discovery calls to get their clients to buy. So they have a totally different state of mind as well. So like things on their websites maybe need to be set up so they can drive those discovery calls. They can maybe create some kind of onboarding page to give their clients a good experience. And so that's different from the e-commerce store. So those are just two examples to show how based on the segment of the market that you target, they have their own set of unique problems that you can use your services as a solution for. So this is why it's important to just pick that specific group of clients that you want to go after, who you want to be the go-to solution provider for. And when you're doing this, you don't have to offer them too many different things. You still should be a specialist at what you do, because one more mistake I see people do is trying to do too many different things. And they think they have to be the copywriter, be the web designer, be the photographer, be all those things. And you don't have to do that. And that really is a strategy that backfires when you're wanting people who pay more. Because a premium level client, they get skeptical when they see someone who's doing too many different things that aren't necessarily like all something that is truly possible for one person to be an expert in. Because a premium level client, they know that if they want to hire an expert, they typically have to go to one expert for this thing, another expert for that thing, and so on. And so if they see someone like fronting, like they're an expert at all this stuff, they automatically know that that person looks like an amateur and they probably are not going to get quality work in any other areas. So make sure you are being a specialist in the type of service that you provide. So your premium level people, when they see you, they look at you as that trusted expert and for their specific needs in their area. And so once you are able to do that and you know who you're going after and who you're, what the problem is that they need help with, then you want to make sure you can develop a strong package to sell that addresses and solves that problem for their market. And then you want to make sure you have a wonderful, elevated client experience. And one of the ways I used to think about it was like, if somebody was at like a nice luxury hotel, how can I make that virtual for my clients to make sure they feel like this is a nice elevated experience? Because higher end clients, they will absolutely pay more when they feel like it's a full package that addresses their needs. And they're going to pay more when they get a great experience, because I've had so many people talk to me about terrible experiences that they've had with service providers in the past. And that kind of puts a bad taste in their mouth. They end up kind of feeling like they were scarred or they didn't get the outcome that they really wanted. And so they know that once they arrive to me, that they were paying for a better experience and it was going to be worth it. And I had all the steps in place to make sure they would get an outcome that they liked at the end. And it wasn't just this package that was thrown together. So having a package that is well thought out and that addresses what your clients need, that elevates your credibility in their head, that makes them trust you more, that makes them want to work with you more. And really, it sets you apart from the competition as well, because everything that we're all doing, and it's not new under the sun. Everybody, there's a lot of other people that offer the same thing. So when you can show that you're the best in your part of the market at helping those clients get the outcome that they want with your solution, then you elevate yourself amongst all the competition out there. And then let's see. Oh yeah, and then one more piece with the package. So you also have to make sure you have a place online home online, so those premium level clients can actually look you up and read about this package too, and can actually reach out to book you for that call. So the online home, of course, is a website, at least a one page landing page is fine to get started with, that you can just do yourself to save your money. And that type of thing makes you way more credible in a higher end client's head too, because somebody that does not know you on the internet, if they can't even look you up to like read about the package or read about your background or any of that before they schedule a call, that's going to make them a lot less likely to even want to reach out to work with you in the first place. Because I know a lot of these coaches are out here preaching that you don't need a website, but I don't know. I'm sure all of them have websites. So it's funny that they tell you that. Now that I think about it, a lot of the people that tell you you don't need it, they have them. So if you truly didn't need it, then they wouldn't even have a website themselves. But the online homes websites, they just allow people to look you up. Especially when people are hiring people online, things can be so mysterious online. And if people can't really look you up and verify something about you, then you're going to miss out. And that's when those cheaper people will be the ones that are more likely to reach out to you. That'll also cause you to be stuck with just people you know reaching out to you, like your current followers or your current Facebook friends, who probably are not your ideal clients, or maybe be the only ones if you don't have somewhere where people can look you up online. And like I said, once they get there, you need to make sure there's a solution-oriented package on there that addresses the specific problems and frustrations and desires of that client that you want to work with. And then the next strategy to make sure people can know about this package, because I see a lot of people mess up here, because some of them may have created some kind of package and maybe they do know who they want to go after. But then you have to make sure you understand marketing and sales that attracts high-end clients. So the same type of marketing does not work that you would use to just sell something that costs like $30 that you could use to sell something that costs a premium. So when you're selling something that costs more, your marketing has to be all about the problems that you're going to help these people with and the desired outcomes you're going to help them get. So your marketing has to shift from things like book me now. My XYZ service is now available. That is not compelling. That just tells people you have something for sale, which, like I said, probably attracts the cheap people who are like, oh, how much is it? Like, I'll get it now if it's cheap. You know, that's not what you want. You want to talk to people's frustrations and things that they're dealing with and problems that they can't solve without your help. So maybe you want to, I call these like the value-based post. So you want to post maybe like, are you struggling to do X, Y, Z? Like, let's say for the career example, like, are you struggling to get promoted to director level or executive level? You feel like you've been working towards it for years now and you keep getting overlooked and you don't understand what's going on and why you're not getting to the level you want. Like, stuff like that is what your marketing has to be about. Instead of just saying, I'm a career coach, like, hey, book me now. My schedule is open. Like, people will just not really care. Because when you think about what other people are thinking about, and even ourselves, like, all of us are kind of walking around throughout our day thinking about what is maybe wrong that we need to fix, or we're kind of thinking about what is the next thing we want to do. And our minds are on ourselves. So you have to make your marketing about your clients. So yeah, of course, it's still good to create that connection with your personal stories to mix that in, to show you're a real person and you're relatable. But the bulk of the marketing should be about what are the clients struggling with, or whatever they want more of, like for the e-commerce example, like maybe they want to increase their e-commerce store sales and they are struggling and they feel like the website isn't doing its job to get help them get more sales. So they need help. Like, those are the types of things you want to be talking about in your marketing to get the attention of those higher end clients. So just telling people to book you or just telling people that you're available, high-end clients don't care. Like, that's not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about how you're going to help them. And then the next piece about the sales piece is the way your discovery calls are done, or sales calls. Discovery call, sales call, consultation call, it's all the same. But people just call different names for it. And a lot of times when people maybe didn't come from sales, because I actually came from corporate sales for 7 years. I worked in corporate sales and we did this technique called consultative selling. And so with consultative selling, that's what we all do online too when we sell premium online. And all it means is that you first want to be like a consultant, just figure out what's going on with the client. Like, what's their issue right now? What are their desires and why aren't they there yet? Like, what have they been trying so far that hasn't worked? And so you want them to be doing all the talking, like just to really tell you about all the problems, what's going on, what's not working and that. And then at the end, then you prescribe a solution to their problem or problems with your package that you sell. So this is just the way consultative sales flows, whether you're in corporate, whether you're an entrepreneur, it's the same process. And with the way it works, like I said, you first make it about the client, then you talk about your solution at the end. And the key, though, is to talk about your solution as your own strategic process. And then you always want to tie your process back to the problem. So like with my design calls, if somebody would talk about like how they wanted to be positioned to get better speaking gigs or something like that, I would maybe talk about how they're going to get elevated new brand design that's going to draw in the right types of opportunities, the right types of clients that they really want. And then even with the website setup, I would talk about how the website was going to be strategically set up to drive people to take the actions you want them to take, to book a discovery call with you or to inquire about your coaching program. And so you don't want to just gush on about your service without tying it back to what they want. Because at the end of the day, people are paying you to help them get what they want anyway. So that's a little bit high level. I'm not going to go into all the types of questions to ask. I teach that in my program. But that's just kind of a high level of what the call flow should be like and how you can make sure people understand why you cost more and how exactly you're going to help them. Because that's the key to getting people who are willing to pay more. They just have to understand why it costs more and how exactly it's going to be beneficial. And then they will absolutely be willing to invest more into it. And like I said, this is exactly how it worked for me, because back when I was randomly just announcing on social media that I did web design, only people who I knew even noticed it. And I didn't really have the confidence to charge more back then either, because I was just looking at myself as just somebody that just did one-off tasks that people didn't want to do, like the random logo, the random website, random photography. And once I increased my rates and I picked that segment of the market that I wanted to serve, my market back when I was doing design was coaching consultants. And so I was making sure I would speak to their needs of like them wanting what they wanted. And I noticed that I was booking a totally different type of client. Like I would get clients who wanted to go out and pursue like $10,000 speaking engagements, like after working with me, that's what their goal was. Or clients who wanted to get corporate gigs coming in to do like diversity training in the corporate world, or clients who worked with high-end clients themselves on like managing their money and doing financial planning, managing like hundreds of thousands of dollars of money for their clients. Like that was one of my clients too. So once I raised what I was doing, it really opened up a totally new part of the market. And those people did not care that my rate was $5,000. They were just ready to pay because they knew they wanted a great outcome. And they also knew I had a good experience to bring them into. So it would be easy to work with me to get the outcome they wanted as well. So yeah, so I want to recap really quick what will help you. This same stuff will happen to in your business once you implement these top three strategies to make sure you're able to attract clients who pay more. Again, the first strategy was to elevate yourself to being on that solution provider level. Like stop thinking about yourself as just this one-off service provider. And I really encourage you too, if you do random one-off small tasks, like just doing a logo here and there, just maybe doing one one-on-one coaching call here and there, stop. Don't do that. Stop doing random one-off tasks. The only way that'll be beneficial is if you don't want a full-time business and you do want to just stay in your job, then sure, do the random one-off tasks just to get your extra side hustle money for gas and groceries. But if you want to go full-time, stop doing that stuff and make sure you package this stuff up into something that's valuable and look at yourself as a solution provider who gives a full solution, not just random one-off stuff that people don't feel like doing. And then the second piece is to make sure you identify a specific part of the market that you develop a solution for based on what their problems and their desires are. So you have to know who are these specific people, what are they dealing with, imagine yourself in their day-to-day life and think about what is in their head and what are they facing every day as a frustration, as a problem, and develop a solution that's going to help them based on whatever expertise that you're offering. And then again, be specific about the expertise. Do not try to be a jack of all trades and telling people you do all this different stuff, because high-end clients can see through that and they know there's no way you're going to really truly be an expert at all of that stuff. Like the only way it would make sense is if you were truly like an agency and you had different people wearing the different hats to offer all those different areas. But when they know you're one person and they can probably tell you're one person, they know you're not an expert at all that stuff. So don't shoot yourself in the foot by trying to do all the things thinking it makes you sound better. It sounds worse. And then again, the last piece is to make sure you are doing your marketing and your sales or discovery calls in a way that highlights the problems that you solve for your clients, instead of just doing those random announcements like telling people to book you, or instead of getting on a sales call and just rambling about your service. The calls and all of your marketing should be client focused, like focused on what's going on with them. What are their frustrations? What are their struggles? What are their desires? Like that is what sales and marketing is about when you're trying to go premium and get people to pay more. So yeah, so that is it. Our summary for how to get clients who pay more. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.